Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, 90 Day Fiancé Love in Paradise recap, season 3, episode 7. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
The title of this episode was Cry Me a River. Were you ready to cry yourself a river on this one? Because Jesus Christ.
Probably about 10 minutes in, I'm crying for a different reason than probably anybody on the show. I'm like, we got a whole season of this. Oh, Jesus.
Well, maybe it's only 10 episodes long.
I hope so. I hope they don't pull a Married at First Sight and just extend and extend and extend.
You know, we have to do the Homer Simpson just fade into the bushes.
Yeah.
What's up, Jocelyn? I said, just finished watching the episode. Perfect timing. There you go. What up, Karen? How you doing?
Hey there.
Welcome, everybody, in. As you know, not a whole lot to cover on this one. I mean, there was a lot happening, and there was not a lot happening at the same time. It's weird. It's like watching the Migos perform when they first came out, and they had when they were at the height, when they were like Bad and Bougie, and they were just getting to that precipice where they were starting to charge $250,000 and $500,000 for performance. And I had somebody ask, so how's the show? They were like, it was the hypest, dull, most boring show I've ever seen in my life.
Who are the Migos?
Oh my God, I knew you were going to say that.
I'm joking.
You were just waiting to say that, weren't you?
I'm like, Migos? Who are these?
You mean Chevy Chase?
Yeah. He did another movie?
Oh my God. Look, man, let's go ahead and get to it. We got here. Do we have a BS? Yes, we do. There we go. Matthew and Anna. We see them again and meet them up at Carnival. And now they're in their next set of costumes, the cat and wolf.
Actually, it was supposed to be sexy cat and a wolf costume, and I made a note of swing and a miss.
On both sides or just on one?
On both sides. Like, I don't know what Matthew had on, and I'm looking at hers. I was just like, you look like a broke Catwoman. Like, imagine if Catwoman lost all her jewels and things that she stole, and she had to go on the streets. Just, meow, can you hook me, hook a sister up?
Yeah. Dollar Tree Catwoman.
It's a Walmart Catwoman. That's what that was.
Hey, you leave Wally World out of this. There'll be no Wally World shame over here. But, you know, at least, though, Matthew knew that, you know, because remember, it was supposed to be sexy cat and dog. He was like, no, I want to go with wolf because that's going to be a little more fierce. And then he realized that that costume he had on was definitely not giving fierce at all.
No. No, it wasn't. And, you know, watching him get ready to go out and party again, I'm just like, Matthew, all the signs are there. You are not ready to date a 27-year-old party girl. And she even said that she gets married and moves, she wants to go party with him in Dallas. He's not looking for that.
Mm-mm. And because, like Sophia says, he acts older than 37. He's 36. She's 27. But he acts about 47. No, he acts about 57. So he really is. He really is just, he's a party poop. You can't date someone who's still going through their party phase and not be prepared to party with them unless you're going to let them go out and party on their own. And you see, as we find out, he's just really jealous as the cowboy comes up, gets on his nerve, and, you know, like Matthew says, you know, well, I was trying to keep my cool. What were you going to do?
Nothing. I feel like producers were just grabbing people. Hey, here's $20. Here's what I need you to do. Go over to see that girl in the Walmart cat costume. Go talk to her. Just talk to her. That's all I need you to do.
Did they really even have to? The camera crew is there. You know what it is. People see a camera. Come on, they do it to the news people all the time.
Yeah, but the way that Matthew was trying to flex, you know, like, yo, get out of here. Da, da, da. And even the way that she was talking to him, because I just don't think normal, I would just assume in that situation, she just wouldn't talk trash to these strange guys because Matthew is there, because Matthew right. doesn't look like he can physically protect her right. if they wanted to get Froggy and do something. So mm-hmm. I just thought this was, hey, go, here's $20, go talk to him, see what happens. But I think Matthew also has to understand that she's been partying with this for a long time. Trust her that she can take care of herself.
And I mean, she's a good looking woman. Yes. But they're all not coming at her like that. Stop it. Everybody no. walking by the street is not stopping to look at her. The camera's on them. That's why that is. Let's be honest. It's a Brazil.
Oh, 100%. 100% agree. I'm sure she gets attention, but I don't think she gets the attention that Matthew's worried about.
Right. Now, watching him get madder and madder, that was hilarious because he just kept getting, man, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? And like, calm down, dude. There's nothing you're going to do. And they can't understand you. Stop it.
And you're in another country. Like, what are you really going to do? Even if you, I mean, you don't want to be in another country and get in a fight. And I'm like, oh, you're American? Awesome. Get in this box. This is going to be fun. We're going to make some money off of this. Get in this box.
Hey, bring out the video camera. We need to send a video back.
Yeah. We need to send a message to Joe Biden. Get in this box.
Well, you know, like Dave Chappelle said, if it was a black person, you're fine. Because we've got five black. Hello? So yeah, he would be in trouble. Me and you, we'd be fine.
Yeah. No, because you and I would know how to shut the hell up. Like, okay, we're out here with a beautiful woman in Brazil at carnival. She's gonna get hit on. That's awesome. That's just people complimenting my taste.
Exactly.
What's the big deal? Look, I'm going back to Texas after this, so whatever.
If you can't deal with women, I mean guys, you know, looking at your woman, if she's attractive, then you don't deserve to be with an attractive woman. Plain and simple. And you don't need to for your own well-being, because it's going to happen.
Well, I don't think that's fair, because I think every woman is attractive in some form or fashion. Hmm. And every woman has some guys going to look at. I don't think it's right to say if you're going to be with an attractive woman, because then the opposite is, you know what? You can't handle these attractive women. Get you an ugly woman that nobody wants.
Yes. Exactly. See, you understood.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. I think everybody's attractive in some way. Okay. Somebody's attracted to everybody on this planet, some form of fashion. Mm-hmm. But you can't handle that nightlife that she brings and that her beauty and attention could potentially bring. And you're going to get the same thing when she comes to Dallas. So start to prepare yourself now and get over it.
It's definitely going to happen. Next couple here, though, Jessica and Juan. And, you know, they're going to go cook soup at the river. You know, some, let's see if I get this right. Sancocho. Did I get it right?
I think so. I don't know. I'll depend on someone else in the comments to help clarify if that's what's correct. But great. That's something that he grew up with. You go to the river, you make this soup on the river. His brother was coming to spend time with the boys.
Yes.
I thought all that was wonderful until they got to the river and started actually putting the stuff together. And I was like, wait a minute. Where'd y'all wash y'all's hands at?
In the river.
And with what?
In the river.
Okay. I'm sorry. The germaphobe in me, I was just like, that's a lot of hands touching cilantro and corn and everything else. Where'd y'all wash your hands at? I didn't see any sanitizer.
See, some palmolive. She said Sancocho is great. Haven't had it on the river, though. You know, cause, you know, the next question, Sophia, was going to be, all right, so where do they wash their hands? Because, you know, Mr. Germaphobe over here is not trying to have any of that food if nobody's washing their hands first.
You know, yeah. I thought it just was, who's going to wash their hands before they cook it? And then once they finally made it, I didn't realize everything that was in it. And I kind of agree with Dotson. I'm like, N-O.
You see, what we didn't see was what Dawson saw all along, which is what they were putting in there, right? Because yeah. We're like, oh, he's being a little brat. Because he's like, no, N-O, no, 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 N-O. And then you saw the chicken foot, you're like, no, N-O, yeah. No.
Not only the chicken foot, but the chicken head too, with the eyeball just looking at you. No, I couldn't. I couldn't do that. And don't get me wrong, Dotson's annoying because
Dawson.
I'm sorry. Dawson's annoying because
he's, Dotson is a car.
He's worried about everything. So it's Dawson and
Dan. Yeah, Dan is the older one.
The older one. Okay. So Dawson. Yeah, I don't think I could be down, you know, putting a spoon in my soup and pull out a chicken foot or a chicken head. And Juan was like, when I was a kid and you got the head, you were lucky. Like, that was awesome. I was like, I'll stick to these four leaf clovers that I try to find every now and then.
But, you know, that's no different than people sucking out fish eyeballs and stuff. I don't get it, but people do it. People do that.
I get it. I mean, I suck the head on crawfish all day long. Crawfish season, I'm killing it. But
so see?
A chicken head cooked in and the chicken foot just no.
By the way, that's going to be a clip.
What?
You sucking the head. Sorry.
No shame in my game when it comes to crawfish. I'm going to do all that, but the head and the chicken foot in my bowl? No. I couldn't do that.
Now, they go ahead and do the babies on the way reveal, right? With the t-shirts and it was very anticlimactic because they had to read the words to the kids for them to know what was happening.
Well, even Dawson was able to like read it. It's like, what does that mean? He's just like, I don't know. What does it mean?
Yeah, Dad, the older one's like, I'm already a big brother. What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's right here. Big brother's right here. What are you talking about?
And then
this must be his shirt.
He gets emotional, buries his head in his mom's chest and starts crying because what does he say? He said, he doesn't want a baby yet. And it's too early. Even Dan knows it's too early for Jessica and Juan to be having a baby.
You know, I watched this and my first instinct was, God, you know, Jessica's kids are just soft. Just with everything else that's happened, they're just soft. But then you're going to reveal to your boys about you're having a baby with Juan. Right. They're getting a chance to finally meet Juan. You're doing it on national television. I put this in a bad parenting category. I just don't think this is what you do if you're trying to tell your kids that you're having a baby, knowing how emotionally sensitive your kids are, and to do it on national TV. Mm-hmm. I just don't agree with it.
Well, you know who else doesn't agree with a lot of things? Juan, because when Dawson was kicking up his little no, he's like, yo, this kid runs her. I don't like that. And I was literally making a note of it as he says it. I don't like the way she raises her kids. I'm like, yeah, should have thought of that before he decided to stay in there.
I see what you did there. Well, that's what's funny to me. So I'm watching Juan look at Dan crying and all that. And I think Juan in his head is saying, you know, y'all can act up all you want. My kid won't be this way.
Yeah.
So y'all do y'all, but my kid is not going to do anything like this or be anything like this. So let's just prepare for it. And I think Jessica, is she soft on her kids? Yes. And we don't know the reason why. I think sometimes when people go through divorce, they feel, you know, the kids have suffered enough. So they try to over-accommodate these kids because they feel bad that the relationship didn't work out. Where Juan is just like, regardless, I don't care. My kid's not doing that. So I'm curious to see what type of dynamic is going to happen when the baby comes and how that baby's raised compared to Dan and Dawson.
But you know, it's the thing about it too, though. Is it really just that, or is that just her parenting style? I mean, and you got to keep in mind, like, how old is Dawson? Dawson's more. I was about to say he's three. No, he's probably about five or six or something like that, right? So he's getting to that age where, she's
cultural differences.
She's light on the rod.
Cultural differences too, yeah. Right? Cultural differences too, or you know. Where Juan grew up, you didn't have a choice. You ate what was put in front of you.
Yeah.
And I grew up that same way. I didn't have a choice to say no. I was eating that crap. But my mom would never serve me chicken feet you know, and the chicken head. No, I've had pig feet, and it's when I used to like that as a kid, it was delicious. I've had chitlins, and that was delicious. But never once did I look in the bowl and see just a soggy chicken head just looking at me.
Yo, that thing was way too much. Sophia says that head and foot was horrible. I wouldn't eat it either. Melissa said I would claim vegan. And when it comes to you about washing hands and who did all this, Terrell, Melissa also says, just bless your food.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'm going to use that going forward. Yanni, after you put the luggage on your bed, just bless the bed. Go to sleep. Once you get in the bed, the outside clothes, just bless it and go to sleep. What's the big deal?
Just bless the food and pray to God that literally that it works. our next couple, I really can't believe I don't have their picture here, but Jordan and Everton. Jordan is still mad at Everton, but here's the thing I like. At least she realizes her hypocrisy, right? Because she's mad at him for not telling her something and for hiding things from her. But she's been hiding something from him, too. So she decides to tell him.
Yeah. She's a bit of a mess. And I'm laughing to myself. I'm like, so you've already took out a second mortgage on your home mm-hmm. to buy this land. And on top of that, you're doing this content, fetish content. Mm-hmm. And then after the little hotel stay, you decide to rent a house. A nice one, mm-hmm. actually, in the mountains. I'm like, how much more money is she going to invest to the road to nowhere? Like, she's putting out a whole lot of money. I didn't see Everton saying, hey, babe, we're going to stay at this hotel. And then I got us this nice house in the mountains that we're going to check out just for you. She's paying for all of that.
She's paying for all of that. Well, the fetish video is paying for all of that, right? And she thought that he was going to be upset or, you know, but of course, he has no issue with it. It's the money train. You do not stop the money train. What, baby? Yep. Do you need me to help you film some of these? Is what he really wanted to say.
Yeah. As long as the money's coming in, he's going to be okay with it. But I did pose a question that mm-hmm. I wanted to bring up. Is cheating and creating fetish content the same?
Why?
So why would you're in a relationship, if your partner cheats on you with someone else and you have confirmation mm-hmm. compared to the other partner is just creating fetish content and making money off of it, are they the same? Because I thought that Everton was going to give her a pass because he just got caught. So he can't really get mad. But I thought about it. I'm like, those two aren't really the same things.
They're nowhere near the same. Because that's like if you're dating a stripper. Is every time she goes to work, is she cheating because she's taking off her clothes in front of other people? No. It's not the same.
It's not. I agree. It's about money.
That's a better comparison for what she does, okay?
It is. It is. Because true, she's going to work. She's not going on dates. She's just going to work. So, right. And that work that she's going to is helping provide all this for you, mm-hmm. Everton. And like so... He can't really get upset because all this money has been coming in for him right. and helping him. So what's he got to say? Stop?
Exactly. Because remember, the money stopped for him when COVID hit because he couldn't do tours anymore, any more boat tours, right? So therefore, that money's not there. What does she do? She sent him money, right? And we know, we've seen the preview, so we know coming up at some point, they're going to have another conversation where she finds out the money he's been sending to her, he's been sending to other people as well too, right? But here's the thing about that. It's like, he's not going to be mad about it. He's just like, you know, he'll support her as long as, it's not something he doesn't know about. And there's something he doesn't know about. He's talking about sex videos, going out and having sex with other people for money. That's the part he's worried about. Look, they're just watching it. Okay, cool. Long as the money's coming in, he's fine.
As long as the money's coming in, even if she was, I think she could probably do more than that and he would still be fine. Because the money is coming in. So that's how I saw that. Now, here's what I thought was hilarious. She comes into the islands hot, off the mm-hmm. plane, mad, angry. But now to make up for her, finally telling him about what she's been doing on the side to make money, she says, you know, I'm going to make him his own video and let him film it. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's what you do. That's how you make up for that. Oh, you've been doing what? Prove it. In fact, give me the camera. Go. Because I bet that video she made it in that waterfall, that'll be floating around the Cayman Islands, the Grand Cayman pretty soon. He's going to make some money on the side.
Yo, that was so funny. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Like he's never seen her naked before.
Yeah. I'm going to make so much off of this. This is amazing. I'm rich. I'm rich.
Yeah. What about Alex, the tour guide, who was like, never did I think when I came to work today, this is what it would be.
Oh, because, you know, Alex was just watching the whole time, just sitting there, just watching every bit of it. Didn't look away. Didn't like, let me just paddle around, give them some privacy. He just sat there just like, this is awesome.
Oh, my. Look, wild little time for them. I mean, we know there's more drama on the horizon for them, but the drama was always here for these two, right? Scott and Lydia. Scott and Lydia. And watching them trying to use the translator app, excruciating. I mean, how is it that they still don't know how to use it, but they spoke for over a year using translator apps? Explain that.
Maybe them speaking over a year is like just sending one sentence. Buenos dias. Buenos noches. ¿Cómo estás? Bien. Cool. And that's it. There wasn't a whole lot of in-depth conversation.
Right.
But I'm thinking to myself, well, Scott, I'm like, why would you not think the language barrier is an issue? And I think that Scott technically is wasting her time. Because if he really liked her, he would have picked up a lot more Spanish.
Right.
Between then, or at least just got well-versed in how to use the translation app. At least get good at that. If you don't want to like learn the language yourself, master the app.
Exactly. Something. Do something. But you know, instead, he gets frustrated, tells production, look, I'm over it, asks production to provide a translator. So they do. And what's the first thing I notice once he gets that translator? Scott has no idea how to use the translator app. And how to use a human translator either.
No, he doesn't. But what we finally realize is Scott wants out. Mm-hmm. You know, and when he calls Lydia over and he's trying to explain it, I get it. He's trying to be a gentleman. Mm-hmm. But when he calls Lydia over and the translator's talking to Lydia, and Lydia's pretty much saying that he's not putting in the time and is impatient. I was like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, this is not your first time being on the show, Lydia. So, of course, for you, you get the game. You get the hustle. Mm-hmm. For a Scott, this is new to him.
Yeah. Well, and come to find out, a Scott says, you know what? Well, I haven't been completely honest. Let me be honest. And then reveals that his Colombian ex reached out and he's ready to trade in this 1950 model for a 2000 model.
He's upgrading from the Studebaker to the Tesla.
Well, he's retraining because remember, he had a Tesla before.
Maybe they just need an engine overhaul and he finally got it fixed. So the ex-girlfriend that he had, that which I didn't think that he met in person. This is the one that he was sending money to. So there's pictures of those two together.
No, he had met her, though. I thought he had, because he'd taken pictures of her. Remember, he said they had met up, they had been together. He'd spent time with her.
Yeah, I didn't think he did. I thought it was just someone he met but never spent time and sent money. So I was wrong. Mm-hmm. But they show her. So she's 29 and gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, compared to Lydia, I'm like, yeah, I don't blame him for the upgrade. But I do get what he was trying to do because he's been having this long distance relationship with Lydia. Mm. He just wanted to find out, is there anything there? Yeah, you know, before I go back to
this is your justification for him. Because I was about to ask you that when you said you don't blame him for going back to the Colombian woman and letting her, she's reached back out because she needs some more money. She piques his interest. All right, cool. All right. You don't blame her for that because she looks good. But, and he, I think he said he had sex with her. So, you know, But at the same time, do you blame him for still going? Because Lydia said she told him, if you have another relationship, do not come.
I don't blame him because technically he's not in a relationship. But what he wanted to find out is, before I revisit this Columbia thing, let me go meet her in person and see if there's anything there. Now, if you look at all her actions, even if you take the language barrier off the table, if she just treated him better and he felt like, okay, there's some type of chemistry here, he probably would have been a little bit more in. But he's not getting anything. The way that Nicole was talking to him when they had breakfast, all those different things. He's like, why am I doing this when I have this Tesla, nice and clean and shiny, waiting for me to drive it again, compared to tinkering around with this old Studebaker?
Well, let's be honest. Had she at least been, I think he'd be more apt to being with a Lydia long term than the Colombian ex. The Colombian ex is fun. He's like, look, I might as well go have some fun then, if this is the case, right? Even though, like Karen says, Lydia doesn't want Scott. We know. We saw that from the beginning. She's like, oh, he's cute. No, she doesn't like him at all.
No.
But Sedan's fans has a great point. The ex ghosted him 2 years ago, and she, quote unquote, suddenly pops back up, and now he's confused? GTFOH. One of my favorite phrases, by the way. Now, what that means, does this mean, because we heard about ghosting. We know about ghosting. And we heard about this other thing the other day. Does that mean the Colombian ex just zombied him because she showed back up? She just popped
She zombied him. She zombied him. And he's just like, you know, I've been trying to live with this person who looks like a zombie. I might as well just go. If you can't beat him, join him, but just join a younger one. I'm sorry, Lydia is, I don't have a lot of positive things to say about Lydia, because I just, after I did a little research on some previous clips of her and previous things, I was just like, what is this person and why? And I get it, she's good for TV, but Scott, you could do so much better. So I'm glad that Scott, you know, left the Crypt Keeper and went on to going back to Columbia. You know, but I don't blame him for at least trying to see, is there anything maybe outside of the apps? If I meet her in person, is there anything there? And if so, I've invested this much time, whereas this person ghosted me a while ago. But once he's there and he realizes, what's the point? Yeah, he's like, yeah, all I'm thinking about now is Colombia. Why am I in the DR? I should be in Colombia.
So here's the question, because this is the couple that nobody was interested in from the very beginning. Once we realized it was Lydia, I'm like, ah, hell no, right? But if he were to go to Colombia, would you be interested to see how that plays out between him and this his Colombian cutie?
I would have to see something from her to make me want to tune into that. If they wind up saying, okay, we're going to bring you into the 9-day universe, you're going to be with a Scott, we're going to pay for him to go to Columbia, and let's see how this goes. I'd want to see a little bit of footage about her first. And maybe that's what they're doing. They're swapping out. Because I bet that a lot of the fans of the show are not Lydia fans. But they like Scott, because Scott is actually interesting. He's weird, but he's perfect for TV. So if they wind up, if they swap him out or swap her out with a the Columbia girl, swap Lydia out with the Columbia girl, and they start filming Scott there, I'd watch.
See, there you go. I knew you invested. Sedan's fan says the ex don't want him either. She wants his coins. Yes, indeed. Like I said, she ran out of money.
But how much did he give her? Was it like $17,000 or something like that? I don't know how far that goes in Columbia, but 2 years?
Well, I mean, obviously there was somebody else in between that time.
Maybe she realized, you know what? No, I've been messing around with this one, and a Scott was always the good guy. What was I thinking?
Maybe
she's just going back.
Okay. We want to believe that if we want.
She's circling the block. She doesn't want to get her numbers up. Right. So
she's spinning the block.
She's spinning the block, but instead of getting her numbers up, she's like, you know what? I'm gonna throw a little net out there to see if Scott bites. See what happens.
Well, he will. And one of the things that we do see, as we see for next week, of course, Nicole's back. And you know, Lydia Scott sit down again. And of course, Nicole's got to come and tell him he's a pathetic man. We got to see this play out again. I'd be fast forwarding through these scenes when they pop up next week. But a lot of other interesting things popping up as we move through this here. Are we feeling better about this season yet? We're 7 episodes in. Are we feeling better about this season yet?
When you say feeling better.
we get Valentine back next week, him and his mama and his fake hairline.
Yeah, I can't say I'm feeling better. I do say that watching this show, it's giving me some vacation ideas because I definitely want to go check out some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of the places that they're at, that they're shooting from. I think it looks beautiful. But overall, I'm still curious because 90 Day Fiancé is one of those shows that it's hard for me to really wrap my mind around. Is this like they really want the relationship or is this for TV? Because last time we did 90 Day Fiancé, mm-hmm. I was just really like, okay, this is dumb. Yet they're still together. Mm-hmm. They're having babies and everything else. So I'm like, maybe I'm wrong in how I view this compared to some of the other shows that we do. So a lot of what they're doing is stuff I couldn't do. But maybe I'm just wrong. Love is love.
Because and I think the thing about, especially the original 90 Day Fiancé, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here in the chat, but they already got to be in the process. They don't set you up for the process. You're already in the process. And that's how you end up joining the show. It's not like they go, hey, do you want to get married to a stranger? Come on over. From another country? Come on down. Let's talk about it. That's not what this one is, right? So I think they actually are already in these relationships. And that's why, like, the season that we did, COVID hit, which is why it took so long for them to get there. And that was the biggest difference in there. Well, we'll see how this one plays out, man. Don't forget, let's see. Today is Monday, right? So Wednesday, Married at First Sight. We're back for season 16. Then, as you call it, the never-ending story. Then Sunday, we're back for Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Next Monday, back here for 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise. And we're bringing back the episodes next week, right? Regular episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where we'll be. So if you're in here already, please make sure you hit that like button. Give it a thumbs up. And if you're watching this later, drop a comment, man. Let us know what you think about the episode, okay?
Yeah, no, definitely. And Robin, thanks for popping in. Mm-hmm. I know. So Robin Moore says, hey, y'all, passing through to give the live a like. I'll catch the replay. Tuned in to Game 7, Miami versus Miami's acting like they want to win. That's exactly what I plan to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do.
I had the score up on my app where I'm just like getting the alerts of the score. So I'm just like, I got to go back downstairs and watch this game.
Well, you know what? Let's go enjoy the game. We'll see you guys Wednesday night. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.